Durham. Ed Eloise is next.
Service merchant.
We fit you, not just your boots.
9 before 8 o'clock, 7:51, Carl and Kathy and Waylon Jennings.
Star weather here. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I used to be this job.
Wait, can we turn on his microphone here?
Is it plugged in?
Well, let's see.
There, yeah.
Yeah, it works better when it's plugged
in.
It's hot.
There you go.
I was in radio. I almost started a Third World War.
Uh-oh, you were
reading the news, yeah.
What did you say?
Everything wrong. You know, what I did is I was trying to say it was some Vietnam name or something like that, and then I said, all blankety blank, you wouldn't understand it anyway.
Good.
So the phone rang regularly for about, I mean, just for hours.
Well, you can't mess up the weather,
no, that's
though,
it.
Can you?
You want to bet? Watch this.
All right.
So today is mostly sunny and warm with a high of 50 to 55. That's going to be good.
So good so far.
All right. Winds becoming southeast, huh?
We don't do winds.
We don't do the wind
You don't
stuff.
Do the wind.
No wind stuff.
Nobody
okay,
cares.
Okay, we'll talk about that in just a minute.
Right. Okay.
And tonight, partly cloudy with a low of near 40. There's the wind again, but you ain't going nowhere.
We're not going to talk about it.
I mean, 80 mile an hour winds ain't going to bother me.
Yeah, no,
Saturday's going to be increasing cloudiness with 20% chance of showers. I hope it's an afternoon because I'm going bike riding in the morning. And warmer with a high in the upper 50s.
Do you
and
have
there's
training
that
wheels
wind
on
again.
It?
Huh?
Do you have training wheels on it?
No.
Oh, no.
Got them off yesterday.
Oh, good.
Good.
All right. Hey, we're going to talk to Waymore in just a few minutes. I think we got a phone call here, though.
I think we do. Partly cloudy in 31 now. Hello.
Good morning, gang.
Hi, Anna.
It's 8 o'clock, partly cloudy, and 31 degrees.
At Nashville 95, WSMFM Nashville, if you see Shirley Young today of Lebanon, you tell her to have a great day. I'm Carl Shannon.
I'm Kathy Martindale.
I'm Waylon Jennings.
Yeah! And I'm Anna Marie Ritter in the news.
Nashville 95, WSMFM, Two Sparrows and a Hurricane, Tanya Tucker. And good morning, 14 past 8 o'clock, Carl and Kathy and Waylon Jennings in the studio. We'll talk with Waylon after we get an update of Bell South Mobility Time Saver Traffic. With that, here's Richard Thomas.
It looks like we're down
at the store. So make the most of your holidays. Shop at Food Max, where it's always fresh for less.
Nashville 95, WSMFM, good morning. Carl Shannon, Kathy Martindale, and Waylon Jennings.
I'm already worn out.
One of our heroes.
Wears me out. It's those tall Texas tails.
Oh, we've got it's going both ways a little bit.
Wait a minute. We were just talking about the old days with your grandparents and stuff things they used to do. Like, they ate brains and eggs?
Yes. My grandpa did that right in front of me. You know, I mean, and clabber. You know what clabber is?
It's that old milk.
Yes. And it's, you know, and I hate to tell you, but I did. I ate some of that one time.
What is it for?
And that still bothers me. Huh? But it's right before it's cottage cheese.
Oh.
But you know where all that come from is those people, you know, from the Depression era, they didn't throw nothing away.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I've eaten 2-week-old butter beans.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have refrigeration either.
Well, yeah, that and think that ain't fun.
Golly.
There's so many things we can talk about. We've got
people's breakfast time. Yeah, this
I'm
is probably
you.
The best.
But we want to talk first of all about the benefit show that you're doing this coming Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to be at Page High School, and that's
out in Franklin.
Yeah, it's out. You go. What you do? You go to Franklin and go to 96, and you turn left and you go down to Arco Road. It's right there by all them towers, you know. Microwave towers, and you turn right, and it's not very far down the road there. And it's going to be kind of like a reunion between me and Jesse and the Crickets and Sonny Curtis.
Buddy Holly's Crickets.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think, you know, we'll probably have a lot of fun. We always do. You know, but and then a new group, a couple of guys named Daryl and Don Ellis, they're great.
Yeah.
And they're going to be out there. But this is the proceeds benefit the Page Athletics.
So help buy equipment and
that's
stuff
it.
For them?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, now that'll be this coming Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Page High School in Franklin. And did you put all this together, all these guys, or is this...
No, I'll tell you, we called him Crank. We won't talk about why we called him Crank. His name, what's his real name? I can't
Gordon Payne.
Oh, I remember Gordon.
No, I went
it's because
blank.
Crank is better than Gordy.
Yeah, Gordon Payne.
He used to be in your band a long time
Yeah,
ago.
He was.
Gordy's kind of nerdy.
That's where he got the word Crank.
Crank, yeah, I remember those days.
It's and, a nerd name, so, you know.
But he's straightened up since then.
All right.
But
he's now in the Crickets.
He is, yeah. And he's really, he's great. I mean, you know, they've had several, you know, singers, and Gordon is one of the best, and he plays great guitar.
So he put all this together. Tickets are available to any Ticketmaster outlet, or you can charge him 737-4849. If you need that number, you can give us a buzz. We'll pass it along to you. This coming Sunday, 2 p.m. at Page High School, Arno Road in Franklin, Tennessee. It's Waylon, the Cricket, Sonny Curtis, and also Daryl and Don Ellis.
Okay, in just a minute, we'll be talking more about what you've been up to lately.
Something to do with kids.
About 6 foot two.
Yeah. Nashville 95, WSMFM, here's Waylon. Nashville 95 WSMFM. It is 8:23 past 8 o'clock. Sunshine warmer today, about 53. The high, chilly 31. Warm though in here. That's Waylon with I've Always Been Crazy. Waylon, our special in-studio guest this morning.
He's just a big old kid. You know that?
That's it. That's it.
You think young. I mean, we're talking young, four-year-olds here.
That's it.
You've been working on an album.
I did.
A kid's song.
You know what I told him about that album? I said, to put this thing into perspective, you got to think of it as a big rascal singing about a little rascal, or in other words, all you know, someone who's grown up that's or a child that's stuck in a grown-up body. That's what I'm trying to say. But I wrote and recorded this children's album. You know, Chris Christopherson has four children, and Willie has two, and of course I have my light of my life, Shooter, and we were all in over in Australia. And I got to watch it was going out to zoos and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to watching those kids. And four-year-old kids are
they're a hoot.
Yeah, they are.
That's
a hoot.
That's the best age.
Yeah. They got that English language down just exactly like they want it.
You know? Cut through all the red tape,
yeah,
don't
that's
they?
It. There's nothing. And the honesty. Mm-hmm. The honesty about it. And like this little nephew of mine come over, and I said, he's talking about his sisters. And one of the songs is about that. You'd say to him, say, how you doing? Well, I'm fine. How's your sister? You know, I mean, really just yelling. And so he told his brother, told his cousin, or Shooter, that all of his sisters were girls.
Makes sense.
And, so
do we
that,
have a choice?
That's it. So I wrote a song called All My Sisters Are Girls.
Do you get down with the kids? I mean, like, to write these songs, did you get in, like, the sandbox? Do you play with dirt? Do you eat dirt? No. Do you make mud pies?
But I have.
I know.
When I was a kid, I mean, I was a big dirt fan. In fact, I wrote this song called Dirt. And because, you know, it's the best. You can buy a kid a toy, you know. And they'll, you know, like nowadays, you buy them a great big nice toy and they'll play with a box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in those days, you know, you buy a kid a toy, a little car or something, you go out and play on that, but in a minute, he's digging in the dirt.
Absolutely.
And that's I miss that. And I used to eat dirt.
So are you saying that Shooter's going to get a box of dirt for Christmas?
I think so. I wonder what he'll do.
How old is he now? What?
Shooter's 13 now. Yeah. He's, I'm afraid his toys are much more expensive.
Yeah, they always do.
That's he's into computers, you know.
That's the way mine are. It's like all of a sudden, you know, they're past G.I. Joe and now into like all these computers
you
and
know,
stuff.
But when I was growing up, you know, this is, and what's so funny is G.I. Joe. But the G.I. Joes that we had were either rubber ones or the real tall ones.
Yeah.
And you could bite the head off.
Yeah.
And I used to bite the head off of all my toys.
Oh, the Ozzy Osbourne of country music.
That was it.
Here we
just
go.
Bite the head off.
All right.
Well, Waylon, I know you have to run over to our sister station here, and Larry Black gets awfully upset if people are late. But we want to remind you. Say this, Kathy.
What are you
here.
Trying to say? He's got a benefit concert coming up this Sunday at 2 o'clock at Page High School on Arno Road in Franklin. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster, and proceeds benefit Page Athletics. So it's Page High School this Sunday at 2. And thank you, Waymore. You're a joy as usual, and we'd love to have you back on the radio with us.
Anytime.
You got it.
The door is always open.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, baby.
27 past 8 o'clock. Good morning from Nashville 95 WSMFM. I'll try to talk. Some talking lessons here.